As the days go by, the change in Will is greater than he realizes. His mind is so busy catching up with itself that even when he shocks himself with a new thought pattern or a new realization, he has only the briefest time to notice before his mind is speeding onwards, deciding what it means and where it fits into his idea of himself. It has been barely more than a week since I started coaching him, yet he is now centered from the second he touches Maverick, and I'm running out of exercises to help him stay there that he can't complete. He has accepted the fact that I'm leading him towards the horses, and that when we reach them, he'll learn how to get them to trust him. That has meant that he's stopped obsessing about the goal of our mission and has focused all of himself on the help I've been giving him, which is remarkable in itself. He still feels uncomfortable, though, when he sees the others setting up camp while he sits in the shade with me. One evening, Vickery notices. She rubs the small of her back, groaning as she straightens after bending down to knock in some tent pegs. It is only when Maverick curls up in my nephew's lap and Will becomes aware that Vickery is play-acting for his benefit that she winks at him and grins. I'm delighted to see him stick his tongue out at her and then chuckle to himself. I knew that Will's personality would lighten following his bonding with Maverick, but that doesn't make it any less heartwarming to witness. Before you ask, Will says as soon as we settle down to work one evening, that buzzard up there is carrying half a baby rabbit back to her young. She didn't kill it herself, she found it. But it's not long dead. Marvel and Rowena are the far side of that tent, arguing about which vegetables to put in the stew, but Holly has already decided and is peeling carrots and potatoes. Justin is meant to be fetching water, but he's skinny dipping.
Telltale.
The mention of Justin's name draws his attention to us. And there are 5 birds sitting on that branch, 20 sticks of assorted sizes on the ground between us and that tree, and you have run your fingers through your hair 3 times since I mentioned that Justin is skinny dipping. I laugh. Show off. I get it. Being scented is easier for you now. We'll move things on. Will looks at me thoughtfully. It'll be cool to be aware of things going on in the future. But why are you so adamant that I need to be? I mean, you hardly ever tell anyone what you see, so it doesn't seem to be that useful. Uh-oh. Infinity is glaring at me, out of your eyes, as if she wants to burn a hole through me. Am I going to wish I hadn't asked? I smile, remembering the look in my horse's eyes that Will describes, and then I feel a pang of sadness as I wish I could see it for myself. Then I get lost in a whole load more sadness. Again, I just can't seem to help it. Will shuffles closer to me on his bottom so that I can reach Maverick. I stroke the pup's head and he stirs. He licks my fingers sleepily and then rests his head in my hand and goes back to sleep with a sigh. It may only be a little puppy sigh to him, but to me, it's a reminder of how easy it is to be at peace. I feel myself calming and growing stronger. I push back at the sorrow holding me down until I come back to myself, to ourselves. Thanks, I say to Will, and gently lower Maverick's head to rest on his leg. Where were we? You were going to tell me why it's important for me to be aware of the future. That's right. Although it's just as important for you to be aware of the past. Why?
Because it is there that you will find the answers you will need.
Answers to what?
To the questions you will have.
Will is silent. I can feel his personality trying to assert itself and demand a full explanation. And he is only just about managing to remain aware, despite Maverick's presence. Without him, this conversation would have been pointless. I wait. Eventually, Will takes a deep breath. You and Infinity think you've given me the answer to my question, and you've got no intention of letting me know any more. So I guess I just have to sit with it for now.